But this new Cold War may be more dangerous than the last one, which we barely survived. Why? Well, first of all, think about it. The epicenter of the last Cold War was in Berlin, a long way from Moscow. The epicenter of this Cold War is in Ukraine, right plunk on Russia's borders. And moreover, right in the center of Russia's Slavic civilization, which it shares with a large part of Ukraine, not all of it, but certainly with many Ukrainians, through intermarriage, through history, through culture, through language, through religion. Well, that's why, one reason why, you can imagine all the potential for misunderstanding, mishap, provocation, accident, a thousandfold more dangerous than when the center was in Berlin. Secondly, because this Cold War is unfolding in what was called, in the run-up of World War I, a fog of war. That expression refers to misinformation. Before World War I, there was no email. There was no digital communication, so it took a while. It's flying today. It's information from Moscow, yes. It's information from Kiev. It's misinformation from Kiev. It's misinformation from Washington. It's misinformation out of Brussels. Even those of us who are following this, who have the language skills to read it in the original, who know the history, often cannot figure out who's telling the truth and who's lying. It is hard. It is hard to know the actual facts, but it comes down to the fact that the facts are all bad and dangerous and getting worse.